Episode 1556, focus on your progress, not the praise.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy day. It is a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday. And guess what? Taxes are due. If you're in the United States of America, you better get them done. This is it. You have until midnight. Countdown's on. But until then, we've got Mindset Monday. Focus on your progress, not the praise. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. We've got some exciting things around the corner. Be sure you've signed up for that newsletter and stay tuned right here for AIM. It's the AIM Academy coming to you. Oh, I cannot wait. It's so exciting. I've been telling you that I've been putting some final touches on, but truly, I pray that this is going to be something that you all have been wanting. As I have spoken to some of you directly, you're like, this is what we want. And so it's coming around the corner. Be patient. Look for it here in the next couple of weeks. Yes, it will be before summer, before school's out, so you can begin to get into the groove over the summer and really begin to impact your life. Okay, we got to dive into mindset. Focus on your progress, not the praise. Anything worth having takes work. It takes consistency and lots of perseverance. During the journey, be sure to focus on your progress, not the praise. You know, we all like to hear that we are doing a great job. The accolades are easy on the ears and puffs up the ego. You got this. No one can do it like you. Oh man, I wish I could do all that you're doing. You're amazing. We're so gonna miss you when you leave. No one will be able to fill your shoes. All of this sounds beautiful. It bolsters your self-confidence. But what happens when you're in the trenches, when things have quieted down and the compliments are still to none? Your focus is on point, but the words of praise lessen. What gets you to the next level of your purpose? Do you begin to fizzle out or finish up? I can't imagine what Tiger Woods faced when having to build up his career. I don't know if you've been following the Masters at all, but you know, the Masters is incredible. It's a golf tournament for those of you who do not know what I'm talking about. And Tiger Woods was playing once again. And if you know anything about his past history over the last decade, it's been rough. And he's had to work hard to build back up his career, his health, and his reputation from many mishaps and heartbreaks. He's had some health setbacks with multiple surgeries. He's had relationship issues, stuff that was way out there on the press. He's been arrested, issues with medication and drinking. We're not going to get into that detail. But if you've ever turned on the news at some point or other, you found this man, Tiger Woods, who was a rock star in 1997 when he broke the record 22 years ago at the Masters when he won his first. I just can't imagine what he had to face. Whether you're a fan of golf or not, right? The Masters is the best of the best. It carries a pressure that's so heavy to the player who walks the course. But that walk encompasses all the pain and persistence, the perseverance of hard work. I'm sure there were many, many, many days where Tiger didn't want to get up early, do all that little stuff in his day to become an elite athlete again. The physical therapy, putting practice, eating healthy, getting a good night's sleep. None of this gets you praise and attention. Most is done behind the scenes, privately and secluded. Maybe you're experiencing the behind the scenes work now. All is quiet on the purpose front. Only the hurry and scurry of pain and persistence exists. Even you get tired wondering when all will be realized. Will this ever work? Am I doing what God wants me to do? Am I crazy? Is this my new life? Is this really what I signed up for? The more you press toward your purpose, the further you feel from your progress. The further you feel from your progress, the less praise is echoed. How do you focus on your progress when the silence of praise overcomes you? Well, the power of progress is consistency. You have to break the silence and commit to consistency. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Commit to consistency. Make it your BFF. Yeah, your best friend forever. The closer you get to where you want to go, the further you feel you have to go. You may not feel like you fit in when you start a season. Tiger was starting a new season in his life, a rebuild season. He had to give himself grace so he could crush his purpose. You need to give yourself grace for the growth to crush your purpose. You see, Philippians 3:16 says this, "Only let us live up to what we have already attained." God knows you. God notices you. You have nothing to prove. You are absolutely everything to Him. Every single day that He breathes breath into you, He smiles. You are seen. So what does it look like to commit to consistency in order to focus on your purpose and not the praise? Well, it's your BFF, right? Yes, it's build, formulate, and function. So let's look at build first. Build consistency in your life. Do the little stuff daily. You don't think Tiger could be on the path that he was on when he played at the Masters this past week by just going, well, I don't feel like it today, so I'm going to skip today and I'll come back to it when I feel like it. If he had that attitude, the Masters would have never looked like it did to him yesterday. Do the little stuff daily. It becomes a part of your non-negotiables. What is it in your purpose that you need to be doing? Build in that consistency right where you are. Which leads you to number two, which is the F. Formulate patterns that work with your lifestyle and within your season. So if you're building consistency in your life, you've got to formulate those patterns. If you're a young mom, you may not be able to go and spend 5 hours of research in the library. Yes, libraries do exist. You don't have to be on a computer. You can go actually check out a book for free. But if you're a young mom, you may not have that quiet time, that by yourself time, because you have little ones that need your attention. So do what you can do. Formulate patterns within your day, within your week, within your month, so that by the end of the year, you have consistently what? Moved forward. Now, if you're sitting there going, okay, well, I don't have to worry about kids because I'm an empty nester. Awesome. If you're an empty nester, then you've got a lot of other options. A lot of people throw out, I don't have time and I don't have money. So you have to look at what your excuses are and formulate patterns that will work around those excuses, or you just need to nullify those excuses. Ultimately, that's what's best. Get rid of those excuses and formulate patterns that work within your lifestyle. And finally, number three, F for function. Function with the end in mind. Know that your purpose is part of your journey, not a destination. Live up to what you've already attained. God knows you. Know that God's got you. You're not proving anything, right? You are simply taking one step every single day. You're committing to consistency. So the end in mind is knowing that you already got there because God loves you right where you're at. That doesn't give you excuse to be lazy. Some people are like, well, then if I don't have to do anything, I'm not. No, that's not living out your purpose. You want to live out your purpose, your calling on your life. So that means you do have to what? Commit to consistency. But you don't have to do it to prove it. There's the difference. Progress isn't pretty. See what you have already attained. Your little steps matter. Your little stuff can be forgotten. Don't get trapped in the praise that you are going somewhere. Don't look for those celebrations that say, woohoo, you did it, you got to it. No, celebrate the progress in which you are buried in. That keeps you going forward. You are seen. Let your purpose live as God designed your progress. Michael Phelps watched Tiger Woods tee up at the 16th hole. Tiger hit the ball. He leaned in, scratching down just a tad, going, come on, come on, ball. Come on, come on. I don't know how many times he said, come on. Then the ball dropped on the green with a nice speed and then slowed down and just around the hole. Missed a hole in one, just barely. But it pushed him to 14 under. What Tiger accomplished yesterday, winning the Masters, if you didn't hear. The last time he won the Masters was 2005. Do you know what year it is now? Yeah, it's been a long time for him. In fact, a lot of people had already written him off that he would never receive his fifth green jacket. But it came. Why? Because he committed to consistency. He focused on his progress, not the praise. What he did and how he accomplished everything had nothing to do with the praise of fans and friends and family. It was progress in the dark, commitment to consistency. Life lived for tomorrow will always be a day behind. How are you living your days? Are you walking the, gosh, I should have done this. Man, if I just would have done this, I could have done that. Is that the journey you're traveling right now? Because if so, you're going backwards. That's not living to what you've already attained through Christ. You're going backwards. You're running away from your purpose. You will not gain progress. So you have a choice to make today. Are you choosing to move forward? To commit to consistency? Or are you saying, this is not the path I'm taking? And you take a detour. Either of them can be right, but you must choose because you can't take both paths. Have you tried to cut yourself in half and make it work? It doesn't work. You're going to bleed out. Something's going to happen, and it's going to be pretty drastic. Stop living in the drama. Stop living for dramatic. Commit to consistency. Be dynamic in your purpose. You have a calling on your life. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Tiger walked up the 18th hole in the lead. He was walking up the green. You could see in his eyes get a little extra glassy, taking slow, deep breaths. I can only imagine what was going through his mind. But something had to tell me that the fans that were cheering for him, some old that never thought they would sit in the stands and see him walk the greens again like he was walking yesterday. And the newer generations up and coming going, I don't know this man, but I remember stories. And now I'm here to see him. It's an incredible comeback. Maybe the best comeback in the history of sports. You see, Tiger walked this many times before. But he had a choice to make. Was he going to live for the praise? Or was he going to focus on his progress and to create and commit to consistency in his life to lead to another Masters? He now sits between Jack Nicklaus, who has 6 Masters, and Arnold Palmer, who has 4. 6-5-4. What an elite group. Now, I tell you this story about Tiger not to make you feel less than, like, well, how does an elite athlete have to do with my life? Anything worth having takes what? Consistency. It takes work. It takes perseverance. You're on a journey. The question is, how do you want to live out that journey? What's your mindset today? Where are you headed? Are you a little confused? Have you been just kind of going around in circles? You need some direction? Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Let you and I chat. Let's figure out something right now in your season of life that can move you forward to keep your focus so you know that there's progress around the corner and you're not going backwards. Tiger made that decision. You see, in 1997, when he completed the 18th hole, 22 years ago, 2 days, he won and broke the record at the Masters. And yesterday, he broke another record as the greatest comeback in sports. Each step that you take leads to miles of greatness. But you have to be the one to set that pattern, to take those steps, to be willing to know that it's not about the praise. And in fact, when it's still and quiet, that's when something's really happening. So where are you today in your dream? Where do you want to go on your journey? Where does God have you? Let your purpose live as God designed your progress. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.